Yeah, it's another Pirates Week brief for Sunday, August 17th, 2008.
On radio. Suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? Well, I don't know, but they say they want radio. They want radio. They want radio. Suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? Well, I don't know, but they say they want radio. They want radio. Hey, I'm sending out the signal all across the land. Gripping my mic real tight within my right hand. Start the broadcast on the broadband. My mic sounds nice without the mic stand. Damn, I don't take this hip-hop lightly. Who you know speaking them flows this tightly? Them radio DJs don't like me. They rock it wrong and I'm rocking so rightly. Their playlist is mindless and spineless. It stay thick with sex and some violence. It's fake shit, it's nonsense, it's hopeless. Your format's a joke that lacks focus. Radio, suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio. They go on radio. Suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio. Mind gone like a knife blown in the crime zone. Brother known as Stone up on the microphone. From the day I was born, I never did nothing wrong. Said rock all night till the break of dawn. Listen to the radio, I bet the fake is on. You got to pay to be played, the take is on. They play the same mate, the same rate as Pone. I swear I hear the same song all day long. A bunch of buffoons is acting like coons, rapping tough, bragging about packing gas and stuff. You call yourself black radio, I call you bluff. When you gon' play something that sound like us?
Radio, suckers never play me on the radio. But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio. They go on radio. Suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio. The label man the other day, I sat down and listened. He talked like a sucker. He wanted me to be his artist or whatever. Now picture me selling my soul, I said never. Shorten up my song so they don't play long. If we dumb it down song, then you put the record on. I sing about a white tee, your bras in the thong, sipping crisp with some chicks, wearing ice on my arm. Ooh, the best thing, gonna marry your next train. Now you the next king, but it's a wet dream. Sold your soul for a pot of gold. You can never hold no control, truth be told. Behold. Now you understand my frustration. Huh? To meet the expectation of the local station. Huh? Follow Massa back to the plantation. Welcome to the home of segregation. Radio, suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio. They go on radio. Suckers never play me on the radio. Is it that we too fast and they too slow? But now I know what they say, they go on radio. They go on radio.
Well, this is Ragnar Dansjold, and this is a Pirates Week brief. And if we've learned anything, it's I don't know how to take a vacation. Yeah, I know this podcast is supposed to be on hiatus, but I'm doing some behind the scenes stuff. And well, we'll get into that at the end of the show. First up, you could hear that we're starting off with a little music this time. That was Radio by Heavy Mojo. Heavy Mojo. Pretty cool. I just stumbled across that this morning, and it kind of inspired me to sit down behind the mic. Just more or less because I wanted to share that with you. But we have a few things we're going to go through. Not sure where this show is going to go, but it's going to be a bit more freeform as I try out some different aspects of a new format I may go with sometime starting when we start up after the 3-day holiday coming up here starting in September. Like I said, stick around towards the end of the show because I got a plea for everybody. Really, the reason I'm putting out a show is so I can throw out that at the end of this show. This is going to be about 15 minutes. We're going to do it down and dirty and just do the basics this time around. See if we can keep this show to 15 minutes. So thereabouts, not a real hard time cutoff there. Hey, let's do Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, I think the 15 minutes just went out the door because I got a couple things I want to share with you now. But let's touch a couple of news stories. First up, two FCC agents were almost arrested and charged with impersonating an officer while they were working undercover. Seems they were checking out a situation where someone was keying up on a police officer's radio calls. The FCC was called in. They suspected another officer, so when they were approached by the police officer while they were monitoring radio frequencies while they were parked in a parking lot, they claimed to be officers working undercover in a meth sting. Whoops. Well, it appears they're not going to be charged, but it took some action from some pretty high up muckety mucks in the state government to keep them undercover FCC agents from being charged with impersonating an officer. Also in the news this week, the FCC fines Brooklyn's pirate radio broadcaster Gene Eidelberg for operating an unlicensed FM station. We have a little bit of audio from This Week in Amateur Radio. Let's roll that.
The FCC has fined the alleged operator of a New York City area unlicensed radio station $10,000. Feeling the FCC's sting this time is Gene Eidelbert, who is accused of operating an unlicensed radio transmitter on the frequency 99.9 MHz in the borough of Brooklyn. Back this past April 29th, the Commission's New York field office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $10,000 to Eidelbert. Despite evidence that Eidelbert received the notice, Eidelbert has not filed a response. Based on the information before it, the FCC affirmed the forfeiture on August 6th. Eidelbert was given the usual 30 days to pay or to file an appeal. If Eidelbert fails to pay the fine, the matter would likely be sent to the Department of Justice for collection and other possible punitive actions.
Well, I got something else I want to share with you. Not necessarily news, but definitely noteworthy. From CKUT's The International Radio Report, you know that. It's a great show with Stephen Janis. They had a roundtable of shortwave notables on hand this week, one of which was Chris Lobdell of NASWA and of also Pirating with Cumbre, a great show you should all listen to every week. Well, they were talking a bit about shortwave pirating, and here's a clip of some of the discussion. It's about 2.5 minutes long, but definitely worth a listen. Also, you can download the entire show of the International Radio Report on rfprograms.com.
And you do the pirate radio columns for NASWA and for Cumbre, Pirating with Cumbre. So what's up in the pirate radio world?
Well, it seems to be pretty stable, 6925, the usual frequency. Most broadcasts tend to be in upper sideband, but as usual, the pirates tend to congregate around the holidays, so 4th of July was a big time, and we did have one pirate that left the air, and that was the poet from the Crystal Ship. He was on the air since 2004, but he got evicted from his apartment, I guess, and had to shut down his operations. So that was sort of big news in the pirate world. But things will pick up now with Labor Day coming up. I'm sure we'll have another bunch of marathon broadcasts over Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every holiday period's a strong pirate.
Yeah, it's a strong pirate. So as usual, if you're looking for pirates on 6925, start late afternoon through the darkness area. During the summer, it propagates a little bit farther into the darkness period. So I would suggest people looking for the pirates should be able to hear some stuff coming up in a week or two.
I know one of the problems about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think you heard the same thing, Chris. There was a big pile up on 6925, and it was a huge mess. I think there were three stations there, at least.
Yeah, I think RPR, Real Pirate Radio, was on there because they used the song Convoy by R.C. McCall as their sort of signature tune, so I heard that there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other people babbling away, and I think Commander Bunny was doing his presidential campaign thing. So,
oh, really?
So it was a mess. But
yeah. I think one of the problems is they can't hear each other, and so they think, oh, it's clear now. So they all pop the transmitters on, and as a result, we're left trying to sift through the noise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I should probably publicize the Free Radio Network, www.frn.net.
Yeah.
People looking for information on what's happening in the pirate world, they can log into there, and they can read all the postings. They don't have to join to read it. So,
And the DX announcements, too. You can find out if broadcasters are putting up posts to announce that stations going on the air at a certain time.
Yes, yeah, programming announcements and stuff like that are there as well.
Fun. Yeah, you have a Commander Bunny bumper sticker on your van, right?
I do, yes. WBNY, Commander Bunny as president and Cracker as vice president.
Yeah. Oh, my. Cracker's vice president. Okay. Mm.
The FRN forum postings.
Well, I'm not going to read all of the postings over at the FRN, the Free Radio Network, www.frn.net/vines, but I did want to touch on at least a couple of the better posts in this last week or so. Hey, over in the Audio Exchange, Mechanic has the first three shows of Radio Ice Cream. They're available for download. Radio Brandy is now hosting a site dedicated to KKTO-FM, a pirate radio station that operated in the Thousand Oaks, California during the 80s. KKTO became so popular that it showed up in the ratings. Very cool. www.radiobrandy.com/KKTO-FM. Over in the workshop forum, Dogma142 has a Grundig 960. He says it only receives AM and FM and wonders about getting it to do a sideband. IO Snopes points him towards a BFO, a beat frequency oscillator. As usual, IO has a lot of good info to go with his advice. Take a look over on the workshop forum for that posting. Over on the Swap Shop, Liquid Radio has a 150-watt amplifier for use in the FM band. He's asking $200 for it. He's also going to throw in a power supply to run it for an extra $50. Of course, you're going to have to pick up the shipping on that. Jackhammer has an unblocked Kenwood TS-430 for $400. He also has a MC-85 desk mic for sale. Take a look at those posts. WBCQ is reporting that Cracker scored a huge coup with a live interview with George Zeller. George, the editor of Outer Limits column in Monitoring Times. The entire interview is available, well, the entire show is available for download, but I have a 3-minute excerpt of the George Zeller interview that was thrown out on WBCQ by Cracker. Take a listen to this.
Not a whole lot to say, but we thought we'd put George on the air here and give him an opportunity to explain to some of the people that don't know about pirate radio just exactly what his thoughts on pirate radio are. And George, feel free, man. You're on the air. 50,000 watts.
Well, I'll just say a couple of words here first because I am not in the Deep South. I am, by the magic of the internet, coming to us from Ohio, where I normally am. But it's certainly good to be on BCQ. I've been following the pirate radio scene for a long time, and the general principle that almost all pirates have is that you should have free expression and free speech on the radio, and what better example of that is Alan Weiner's station that's been licensed for some time now.
Yeah, and I've been following Alan since the inception of WBCQ, and I've been extremely impressed. I mean, I actually listened to the testing, which was, about 11 years ago? Something like that. I recall seeing it in Monitoring Times.
Yes, maybe it's good we get a plug-in for the sponsor. And for those who don't know, that in Monitoring Times we cover pirates every month, and I write a column there. And So we do have some journalism in pirate radio, but the main point that all pirates have is they want to get their opinions out on the air, and it's something that is just not possible in this country, given the fact that we don't have enough licensed stations to get diverse viewpoints. And in fact, in most cities, I'm from Cleveland, we used to have dozens of different radio studios, and now I can go on Cleveland Radio in one building and be on 12 stations. And that's not just true in Cleveland, it's true all over the United States, and it's certainly changed the nature of broadcasting in this country. But as on the other hand, WBCQ changed the nature of the broadcasting in this country to some extent, too.
Well, George, do you attribute this to, say, your Clear Channels and your Infinity Broadcasting, so that it basically bought up all the mom-and-pop stations across the United States?
Yes, that's, of course, the corporate interests that are behind this, but this was all done down in Washington. when they allowed people to buy more than one station in each media market, that just changed the whole corporate structure of broadcasting. And so it's not just those main companies that you mentioned, but that's really changed the focus of broadcasting in the whole country. And my judgment, not for the better, but that's what we have now.
Well, no off-air recordings this week, and my edition of the Free Radio Weekly has not shown up yet, so no stations being heard this week either. So, well, let's go into the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio with Steve Nichols, and then we'll wrap it up and get out of here.
Solar forecasts up and coming. This week, solar activity is expected to continue at very low levels. The solar disk could be spotless on some days. Initially, geomagnetic conditions will be quiet, but this will not last. By midweek, a recurring coronal hole disturbance will arrive and last until just before the weekend. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be around 18 megs for the south, 15 for the north. The darkness hour lows are expected to be about 9 megahertz. Paths this week to Australia should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 19 megs. The best working frequency, though, meaning 90% success rate, is more likely to be around 15 megahertz. The best time to try this path, that's Australia, will be between 0800 and 1100 hours UTC.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. See, if it would have been 15 minutes if I wouldn't have thrown that song on in the beginning, but I really wanted to play it because I heard it this morning and it just sounded cool. Okay, I'm still figuring out exactly what I'm doing with the Pirates Week, as you know. In fact, I wasn't going to do a show at all for the next couple weeks, but, you know, I got inspired. And actually, there will not be a show next week, and the holiday weekend, well, that's going to be a crapshoot. And I did want to throw out this plea, really, and it's a plea. I would really appreciate it if everybody would head on over to the show notes this week, www.piratesweek.info. And there's going to be a link to an online questionnaire, a survey of about 10 questions on aspects of the show that are important to you, whether you like or that you don't like. And it won't take more than 2 minutes. It's completely anonymous. And I'd really appreciate if I could get, well, there I got about 200 listeners. If I can get 10 people or 15 people to answer, I would be thrilled. It's going to give me some direction to think about over the next couple weeks before we start up the full program again. And I would really appreciate some input on, you know, what you like about the show and where I should take it going forward. Okay, that's my plea. Stop on by, fill out the form. Quick 10 questions, real easy, www.piratesweek.info. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. As always, thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.